With this KLAM Sports Update for this Saturday, January 25th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, we had another full Friday night of high school basketball around the area last night. Let's get you caught up by running down the scores on our KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start in girls action in the Missouri River Activities Conference, where the Lamar's girls kept it within single digits for the first half against Sioux City East, but the Black Raiders pulled away in the second half and beat Lamar 67-47. Kinley Schmidt led the way for the Bulldogs. She had 13 points in the loss. Elsewhere in the Missouri River Activities Conference, top-ranked Bishop Healy and dominated Sioux City North 77-37. Sioux City West also dominated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 51-17, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln came away with a 10-point win over Sergeant Bluff Luton 57-47. In Wargo Conference girls basketball last night, a good battle right here in town saw Galen Catholic pull away in the fourth quarter late with a 47-43 win over MMCRU. 3J's scored in double figures. Addie Castle's 13 points led the way. Isaiah Sitzman had 11, and Ella Ruland on back-to-back nights scored in double figures with 10 points for the Jays in the win. MMCRU got 16 points from Kylie Harpina, and Chloe Alish had 13 in the loss. Fourth-ranked Hinton, they just keep on winning, baby. 76-35 winners over South O'Brien, now 16-0 on the year. Sydney Duskin had a double-double of points and assists, 20 points, 11 assists for the Blackhawk leading scorer, and one of the state's best distributors of the basketball by assists. Keely DeRoche also was in double figures with 10 points. The Blackhawks shot 59% from the field as a team. Doesn't get much better than that. Remsen St. Mary's, boy, did they have to grind out a win. They were down 37-20 with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the game, and they proceeded to outscore Trinity Christian 22-4 in the final 6.5 minutes of the game and just barely squeak out the win at Trinity Christian last night, 42-41. What a win for the Hawks in that contest as they get back above 500. And Remsen St. Mary's now 5-1 in their last 6 games, by the way. Akron Westfield's girls, they got a big night from Mackenzie Hughes as she continues to recover from the injury and get back into the swing of things. 62-51, winners over Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Hughes had 21 points and 6 rebounds. Bo Harris had 15 points, 3 assists and 2 steals. And Josie Jacobs had 13 points, 4 assists and 4 steals in the win as well. Finally, in the Wargo Conference in girls basketball, Harris Lake Park was a 50-29 winner over Sheldon. In the Western Valley Conference, the final day of the regular season in conference play in the WVC saw Kingsley Pearson defeat West Monona 62-45. Julia Howe was all over defensively with 8 steals, 6 rebounds, and she was the top scorer with 16 points for the Panthers. Peyton Trapp, she had 14 points, 4 assists, and 3 steals for KP, who finishes the Western Valley Conference regular season schedule at 6-3. It was a top 10 battle also in the Western Valley Conference. 8th-ranked MVAOCOU comes away the winner over 10th-ranked Westwood, 55-36. Woodbury Central got the win by 2 touchdowns over Ridgeview, 54-40. And River Valley won by 1 possession over Lawton Bronson, 47-44. We shift now to boys basketball in the Missouri River Activities Conference, where the Lamar's boys put together a good fight in the second half, but just didn't quite have enough for a high-powered Sioux City East team. 71-59 win for the Black Raiders. Andrew Grant, how about his night? 18 points to lead the Bulldogs offensively. Cole Brownmiller tacked on another 10 in the loss. Elsewhere in the MRAC, 8th-ranked Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln stays undefeated with a 74-52 win over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Sioux City North, they get by Bishop Heelan, a good win for the Stars there, 79-71. And it was Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson defeating Sioux City West, 74-66. In the Wargo Conference, MMCRU and Galen Catholic produced another classic. The Jays had a 12-point lead going into the fourth quarter, 36-24. MMCRU proceeds to finish the fourth quarter, finish regulation on an 11-1 run to trim a 10-point deficit down to a tie game. We went into overtime, tied at 41, and fourth-ranked MMCRU, again, on a buzzer-beating last-second basket, downs the Jays, 48-47 winners over overtime. This time it was Jace Colling who hit a layup at the last second, and that gave MMCRU their second last-second buzzer-beating win over Galen Catholic this year. It also means there are no more undefeated conference teams in the Wargo Conference. Galen Catholic was 5-0 in the league going into that one. MMCRU 5-1. Now, everybody at the top of the conference has at least one loss in conference play. Brayson Mulder actually ended up fouling out with about 3 minutes to go in the game, but he still led the Royals offensively with 13 points. Lucas Brown popped off the bench and scored 12. And again, Jace Colling had 5 in his final two, where the buzzer-beating layup that gave MMCRU the win. Mason Small, he had a big overtime, kept the Jays in it with some big offensive rebounds. He scored 21 points to lead Galen Catholic. Dane Lehman added another 11 points. Elsewhere in the Wargo Conference, 6th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's gets to 6-1 in the league, 65-45 win over Trinity Christian. Akron Westfield defeats Hartley Melvin Sanborn 57-49, and it was Hinton getting a 61-51 win over South O'Brien. Finally, in the Western Valley Conference, Westwood defeated MVAOCOU 63-58, and Ridgeview downed Woodbury Central, a big win for the Raptors, 81-38. You can check out those scores and results from basketball and a little bit of the Herb Ergens Invitational. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. On now to the sports schedule for today, where wrestling takes center stage. This is really the last girls wrestling competition before state qualifying meets take place on Friday next week. Lamar's, Akron Westfield, and Hinton, they're all at the Long Lines Family Rec Center for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Wrestling Tournament. Of course, Hinton is sharing their program with Sergeant Bluff Luton, so in a way, this is a home tournament for the Blackhawk girls wrestling program. Boys wrestling today. Lamar's heads to Sioux City for the Bishop Heelan Wrestling Classic. The Herb Ergens Invitational also continues into day two at OABCIG. Akron Westfield and Kingsley Pearson continue their competition at Odebold Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove for the Herb Ergens Invitational. From our sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.